presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky. Look, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
And now, Superman, mighty visitor from another world who came to Earth when the planet Krypton was destroyed by quakes and explosions. Superman, who can twist steel in his bare hands, leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target. Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who mingles with ordinary men disguised as Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. For some time, Editor Perry White of the Daily Planet has been promising Clark Kent a vacation. So when Major Evans Dover, noted explorer and archaeologist, invited the young reporter to accompany him on an expedition to uncover further Mayan ruins in Central America, Editor White told Kent to go along and to consider the trip as a holiday. As our story opens today, Major Dover and Kent are flying southward in a big amphibian plane piloted by Jack Corboy, Dover's pilot. Below them, a wild river winds its way through the dense jungle of Central America. Listen.
Well, Kent, we're pretty close to our destination.
Hardly seems any time at all since we took off, Major. Now we're over Central America.
That's right. All we have to do now is follow the course of that river below, and we'll come to the native village where we make camp. How far is it, Jack?
I seem to remember it's about 5 minutes flying time from that river bend directly below us, Major.
Oh, then you've both been down here before.
Yes. Cowboy was with me my last trip. He's a seasoned explorer by now.
I may be seasoned, but I'll never get over that creepy feeling I have when those natives suddenly appear out of nowhere beside you or behind you.
Listen to him, Kent. He's been flying for 20 years, yet he still gets creepy feelings.
I always know what my plane's going to do. That's more than you can say about those natives. No, sir, I don't trust any of them.
Well, this time, Jack, you can spend most of your time with the ship. I've got Kent to help me now.
I imagine it's pretty exciting, Major, digging around among ruins thousands of years old.
Yes, it is, Kent. You can uncover some mighty strange and amazing things. You see, the Mayas developed one of the oldest and most advanced civilizations in this part of the world.
Their descendants sure have forgotten a lot of things, then.
Are there Mayas in this village where we're making camp?
A branch of that race, yes. But as Cowboy hinted, they're not nearly as civilized as their ancestors were. As a matter of fact, they can be a pretty vicious lot.
Say, they're not cannibals, are they?
Oh, no. I guess they used to be headhunters. But since white expeditions have been coming to this part of the country, they've tamed down a lot. In fact, some of the more intelligent of the natives speak a sort of broken English.
But you've got to keep a sharp eye on them all the time, Mr. Kent.
Do they object to explorers investigating the ruins, Major?
No, no. Not as long as we keep away from their sacred temples.
I see.
As a matter of fact, they're rather interested in seeing what we dig up.
But the minute you start monkeying around with their pet gods and goddesses, look out.
I imagine, then, that you don't tackle any of the sacred temples, eh?
Well, I'm mainly interested in Mayan art and record and, well, you know, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh. What was the cause of the trouble you had with that native high priest the last time we were down, Major?
Oh, I guess he thought I hadn't given him as valuable presents as I gave the chief of the tribe. But I'll make up for it this time. I brought along plenty of needles and bright-colored cloths and tobacco. So we should get a royal welcome.
I sure hope so, because I've promised my editor a series of stories on this Mayan country. I'd hate to have to pull out before I got the material.
Oh, we won't have any trouble, Kent. If we should decide to have a look at any of their sacred temples, we'll be very cautious about it.
There's the village up ahead, Major.
By George, that's right. Look over there, Kent. You can see the tops of one or two of the highest temples rising above the trees.
Where?
Ahead and to the left, you see?
Oh, yes, I see them. Is that smoke coming from the native village?
Yes, we'll land on the river, then moor the plane to a tree on the bank.
I suppose we'll make camp as soon as we land.
No, the first thing we'll do is pay our respects to the chief of the tribe and distribute gifts.
Oh.
I hope that old fire-eater Kamado has passed on to his ancestors.
Cowboy means the high priest, and I must say I agree with him. But I'm counting on Castro still being chief. He was very friendly.
So, what do you do, Major? Hire natives to help you with your excavations?
Yes, I give them each a yard of colored cloth a day, and they work themselves to the bone for me.
When will we start excavating?
Well, not till tomorrow. Today, we'll visit the chief, arrange for native labor, and set up our camp. Then, I'll take you out among the ruins to have a look around.
Well, that'll be fine, Major. I'm mighty anxious to see them.
Hang on, men. We're going to circle for a landing.
My golly, this looks like it's going to be an adventure.
Late that same afternoon, as the orange disk of a blazing sun meets the horizon, Kent and Major Dover make their way along a narrow jungle path to the Mayan ruins near the native village.
Oh. Careful, Kent. Those vines will trip you up if you don't watch your step.
Oh, this is really a jungle we're traveling through, Major. I never saw such dense underbrush.
Yes.
And the trees, well, you can't even see the sky.
Well, we'll be out of it and among the ruins in a little while.
Say, that high priest seemed pretty unfriendly, didn't he?
Yes. I'm sure if Kamado had his way, we wouldn't have received any native help at all. Look, I might as well warn you now, Kent. We'll have to watch out for that high priest, Kamado. He's evidently got it in for me.
I'll watch him carefully, Major.
Now, look ahead of you, boy.
Oh, what a sight.
There you are, Kent. You're looking at the ancient Mayan city of Apacapo.
Good heavens, I had no idea it would be like this. And say, some of those buildings don't look like ruins at all.
That's right. Perfect state of preservation. Look at that temple over there to your right.
Oh, Major, that thing must be at least 100 feet high.
That's the Temple of Warriors. Come on, we'll get a better look at it.
You mean to say that's been excavated?
Well, not entirely. You see, it was built on a sort of pyramid, the top of which has been cut off.
Oh, one building built on another, eh?
Yes. It's the buildings underneath that we scientists are interested in now.
Uh-huh.
Here. Now, if you look closely, you can see some of the Mayan inscriptions.
Oh.
There's the serpent symbol, and there's a...
Major Dover, look out! King! Dover! Major Dover! Oh, he's out. Completely out. I guess I shoved him too hard. He must have hit his head against the temple. But that huge stone didn't fall by accident. And there's another! There must be somebody on top of this temple who's deliberately trying to kill us. I think it's time Superman took a hand. Dover will be unconscious long enough for me to investigate at the top of the temple. Up, up, and away! Yes, that's the nature of the roof. He's getting set to roll another stone down. Ah, please. Too late, my friend. Down to the roof. Down, down. Here, you. Don't try to run away. Oh, you want to fight, do you? All right, how's this? Oh, no. You don't get away. I want to talk to you.
No, great white bird. No harm.
I won't hurt you if you talk. Why did you try to kill us? Who told you to push those stones down on us?
Kimono say, kill.
The high priest, eh? Why does he want us killed?
No tell.
Oh, yes, you will, or I'll...
No. Kimono.
What about Kimono?
Kimono say, you come take Goddess Esther. Kimono say, Goddess Esther is...
Poison dart. It killed him instantly. Poor devil, he was just about to tell me something important. Well, we'll go after that dart thrower.
Kent!
Oh, that's Major Dover. He's come too. No time now to catch that dart thrower. I've got to get back before Dover sees me. Down the other side of the temple. Down!
Kent, where are you? Kent!
Here I am, Major Dover. Are you all right?
What happened? Where have you been, Kent?
Oh, there was a native on top of this temple hurling huge stones down on us. I saw the first one coming down, and I shoved you aside just in time. But as you fell, you struck your head on the temple wall, and it knocked you out.
You say a native hurled stones down on us?
Yes, deliberately.
How do you know?
I saw him. I ran around to the other side of the temple and caught him just as he came out.
Could you get anything out of him?
Yes, I made him talk.
What did he say?
He babbled something about the high priest ordering him to kill us.
So Kamado does know.
Kamado? Knows what, Major?
Huh? Oh, nothing. Where is the native?
Well, he was killed as I was talking to him, poor fellow. A poison dart came out of nowhere and got him in the back.
Yes, we've got to look out for things like that. The natives have a sort of a stick called a fusha, which they can throw poison darts with amazing accuracy. Yes.
Major Dover, why should the high priest want to kill us?
Well, I haven't any idea, but we appear to be in serious danger, Kent.
What danger? From what? We haven't done anything.
Well, that is, it puzzles me, too.
Major, who or what is the goddess Ashtar?
Goddess Ashtar?
Yes.
What do you know about the goddess Ashtar, Kent?
Nothing. Why are you so excited, Major?
Where did you hear of the goddess Ashtar?
Well, the native I caught mumbled something about Kimado, the high priest, saying that you had come to take away the goddess Ashtar.
Look here, Kent. Might as well tell you the truth.
The truth?
Yes. I told you I'd come down here to uncover further Mayan ruins. But that's not the entire purpose of this expedition.
What do you mean?
I asked you to come along with me because I needed a resourceful young man. One who wouldn't be afraid to meet danger.
Major, you're talking in riddles.
Kent, I'm down here after one of the most amazing and unbelievable wonders of the modern world.
What's that got to do with this goddess Ashtar?
Well, let's get back to camp first, and I'll tell you. Every minute among these ruins is dangerous.
Yes, I'm beginning to believe that.
I'll tell you this much now, Kent. If we're successful, we'll both become world famous. A death will be lurking behind every jungle tree, around the corner of every temple and building as long as we're here.
Wait, Scott, Major, what is all this?
It's a gigantic gamble, Kent. The stakes are fame or death. Come on.
What is this amazing and unbelievable thing Major Dover is seeking among the Mayan ruins of Central America? Why is the search so dangerous, and why should death be the penalty for failure? What lies ahead for Clark Kent? Tune in next time and follow this exciting story of perilous jungle adventure with Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bird.
It's a plane, it's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.